News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
From now on, I've decided I'm not sorry for my motherhood. I won't apologise anymore for having kids and wanting a career too. So wrote freelance writer and manic mummy Emma Armstrong, who joins us on the line now. Emma, why do you feel you need to say you're not going to apologise anymore?
Morning. I mean, I've spent all of my motherhood trying to juggle the two parts of my life. Previously, I just had to concentrate on my professional work. I now have another job that, frankly, is probably more important long term. I think I'm probably contributing a lot more through that avenue. But I think it's also just not very nice to apologise for your children. And I realised I'd been doing it rather a lot.
So there was a particular incident that maybe sparked this. Tell us about that.
I was doing a radio show and I thought I'd parked the children with a quiet activity just for 10 minutes where I could do a quick segment. And my youngest started screaming at full volume that she needed to go to the loo, repeatedly on a loop in a very persistent, really carried cut through the airwaves type thing. And of course, the host could hear it. The nation could hear it. And my brain did that thing where I couldn't distinguish between, am I in professional mode? Am I in parenting mode? And my brain was running out my ears. What do I do? Trying to frantically mute the call so I could say, go and get started and I'll come and wipe your bottom in a minute, you know, in that lovely growly way that we speak to our children.
As you were telling that story, I was thinking, do you remember a couple of years ago, I think it was during COVID, there was some scientist being interviewed on the BBC, and his kids came tumbling into the room as he was, and you could see it in the background, and kind of the nation kind of laughed. Do you think people perceive it differently when it's a dad and when it's a mum?
I think they absolutely do, and it isn't dad bashing to say that mums do more. That's fact. You know, everybody talks about it. We do have really good data to support that 12 out of 13 parenting tasks fall to mums. So there are exceptions. There are manicorns living in the wild, but that isn't the reality for most people, and certainly not most working women. And so there's a sort of a generosity with, oh, isn't it charming he was interrupting doing his clever work bit, whereas I feel in my experience there hasn't been that same generosity afforded. And perhaps I'm also self-policing. I'm desperate to prove that I'm no less because I have children, whereas I don't think men feel that same self-consciousness.
You were kind of beating yourself up after that particular interview. You felt you shouldn't have kind of apologized on behalf of your child, that there was nothing to apologize for.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it afterwards and I thought, if I'd been in a busy office environment and my, you know, some really obnoxious colleague had been telling some horrendously poor taste anecdote, and then I was on a call and someone overheard that, I might say sorry for the noise or apologies if that was interrupting to you, but I wouldn't apologize for having a colleague. And I sort of feel we should perhaps view it from that quarter. Shouldn't say sorry for having a child either. And if anything, I feel given what I have to juggle these days, you should get a sticker and a lollipop rather than an admonishment.
Yeah, fair. One of the other things I was kind of surprised at in your piece, you spoke about what you perceived to be a kind of a snobbery around the fact that you don't have childcare. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm married to a teacher and I'm a freelance writer, so you can do some very simple maths with that. We don't have childcare because it's too expensive. It's certainly more money than we earn. And I guess there's a... Yeah, and again, a self-consciousness that perhaps if you were being a little bit more successful, or perhaps if you hadn't done a useless arts degree, you might be able to afford to outsource some of those parts of your life so that you weren't trying to spin all those plates at the same time, and that's what successful people do, because you just parcel it out to different quarters.
See, I would think it's quite admirable to be juggling, and I think there's something quite noble about that.
I mean, snapping at your children because you're over-caffeinated and tired doesn't feel very noble at times. But
no,
I think,
true.
Again, I think it's possibly it's a female thing. It's this post-third wave feminism. You're meant to be able to do it all. And I know my mother's generation, my mum raised me to say, you know, you don't make a fuss, you don't complain, you've got to get on and you've got to be good in order to be taken seriously. You know, the era of 80s shoulder pads office culture. And I suppose the hangover of that is the feeling that you can't put your hand up and say, it's too much for me. I'm going to have to let something slide a bit. And I'm not going to be apologising that it's all a bit too much because I am doing more.
Okay, so your message for mums who are listening this morning, working mothers, what's your message for them this morning?
Be nice to other working mothers. We all know how hard it is. Everybody needs to be kind to each other. I think there's sometimes a hardness in that people, or particularly women, we think, well, it was difficult for me and I managed. And I think that's actually unhelpful. And what we actually need to do is to try and, where we can, help each other out. And also try and have, you know, slightly more balanced expectations in terms of person A's just doing their job, person A's doing their job and parenting. So they're trying.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk. 100.